checking in with our resident money-saving mom here at B105.7. This is about to get into one of our biggest few days of money-saving as far as pop culture is concerned here. It's Anne-Marie from ChaosIsBliss.com.
I know, right? Oh, gosh, I know. We're going to talk some Black Friday shopping strategies and some tips for you if you're going to, you know, brave the crowds on that Friday.
Okay.
Do your research and have a plan. My kids have had their wish list since before Halloween, and while it is a bit ridiculous, but it did allow me to price compare with, you know, current prices, what I'm seeing that will be on sale for Black Friday. Many items can be found online at the same price. In fact, Kohl's Black Friday deals started on Monday this week, online only. Walmart is one store that they've got doorbusters already available, but only through the Walmart app, which is different. Next tip, it's not too late to sign up for email alerts from your favorite stores. That is a good way to get on their list for a last-minute promo code for shopping online. Be sure to save your receipts in a safe place in case you might find a lower price in a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly, Black Friday is not anymore the biggest shopping day of the year.
It's like the Saturday before Christmas, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Crazy. But you could get a price adjustment if you've got your receipt. Also, ask for gift receipts and tape it to the price tag as soon as you get home so that if that sweater you got for grandma doesn't fit, she can exchange it.
That's good.
But I've got a list of 20 major retail stores and their Black Friday highlights. You can check that out over at chaosisbliss.com. Oh.